家好，欢迎收听今天的可口语课堂。那这个节目呢，还是会一直做下去，希望大家继续支持。那在今天的节目当中呢，我会继续向大家介绍两个常见的习语。第一个是 Tell me about it， 它的意思就是你算说对了，的确。Used to say that you understand what somebody is talking about and have had the same experience。我们在强烈赞成对方的说法时呢，就可以用这一表达。它还可以用来表示和对你有相同处境的人的同情。我们来听两个对话。My teacher is so cruel. I can't believe how much homework I have. Tell me about it. I barely even have time to sleep anymore. 我的老师太过分了，难以相信居然布置了那么多的作业。就是说嘛，我都快没时间休息了。
I get so annoyed with Steve. Tell me about it. He drives me crazy.
Steve 把我烦透了。你算说对了，他快把我逼疯了。今天给大家介绍的第二个习语呢是 not up to scratch。不符合要求，不达标准。如果说某事物 not up to scratch， 就说它没有达到预期的要求。这个习惯用语和运动有关。那在拳击比赛当中呢， scratch 指裁判在拳击场中间划的界限。根据以前的规则，如果一个拳击手被击倒在地，他必须在38秒内站起来，回到这条界限上，并能继续搏斗，否则就当作认输。所以 up to scratch 意味着这个选手处于良好的竞技状态。我们来听个对话。
Have the workmen finished repairing your roof yet?
Well, they said they had finished it last week, but I had a look at it, and their work really wasn't up to scratch, so I'm making them redo it.
工人把你的房顶修好了吗？他们说上个星期就修好了，但是我看过了，他们的工作不符合要求，所以我要求他们返工。那如果要表达让某个东西达到令人满意的程度水平，要怎么说呢？
Bring somebody or something up to scratch.
我们来听个句子。
It'll take months to bring the band up to scratch.
得几个月功夫才能使乐队像个样子。那好，今天节目就到这里，我们明天再见啦，拜拜。